Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Our next guest says that not only is your employer's retirement plan the best way to build that nest egg, it's also the easiest. Yet many people don't take full advantage of it. Neil Brown is a certified financial planner with Burkett Financial Services, and he joins us by phone now from his office in West Columbia, South Carolina. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
This nest egg that we're all wanting to build for that day in the sun, employers' retirement plans are being neglected?
Yeah, Mike. When you look at it, statistics says about 55% of people over the age of 50 have less than $50,000 saved for retirement. So when you think about it, one of the best ways to reach the retirement goal is to start putting money in your retirement plans at work. Plans such as your 401Ks, a 403B, or 457. These are really the best places to start looking. Not the only place, but the best place to start looking. So if you're not in it, you should start to get into it now.
So I guess we need to go ahead and assume that maybe a lot of people really aren't familiar with how these plans work. So let's start with that.
Well, one of the best ways to think about it is it's a method of paying yourself first. You get to decide what percentage of your salary that you're going to put in. You can do that on a pre-tax plan, such as a traditional 401k. And when you do that, when you put money in today, it saves you taxes today in your paycheck. But when you take money out in retirement, you're going to pay taxes on what you take out. The opposite of that is really a Roth contribution, R-O-T-H. And when you do that, when you put the money in today, it doesn't save you anything. But if you meet the qualifications when you take the money out in retirement, at that point, it is tax-free on what you take out. So that's a big benefit there.
Okay, now you would think that most people would at least contribute to an employer retirement plan up to the point where the employer matches every dime that you put in, right?
You would think that. A lot of people don't, but that is exactly what people should be doing. If your employer is giving you a 50-cent match on a dollar for up to 3% or 6%, you should at least make an effort to do that. Now, that is not your magic number of what you need to retire off of, but that is a good starting point. The other thing to think about in a 401k or a retirement plan at your employer is you might be able to take a loan out against it if you need it. That's for an emergency. Not the best place to do it, but if it's a last resort, that's a good thing. The other thing to think about in your retirement plans at your employers, these are creditor protected. So if you have any type of creditor issues, the money in the 401k will be creditor protected as well.
Do you suppose that people are just not comfortable with putting money into accounts that they can't just easily get it right back out of without penalties or other difficulties?
I think that is a big point of it. Another thing, though, is people just don't get the education from their employer or from putting the effort into themselves. If you think about it, more people do research on their vacation plans than they do on their retirement plans. So part of it is exactly as you said, I'm putting the money up for the long term, and long term is not Christmas fund. It's 30, 40 years from now or 20 years from now, depending upon your age. So I think that does have a big deal in why people are neglecting these types of accounts, and they don't want to make the decision to sacrifice that new iPhone or that new Android phone today to meet these retirement goals tomorrow.
Another fear may be that people are in a job that they know is not going to be their job for the rest of their career, that may inhibit them from wanting to contribute. Does that really mean something that important?
It probably should not, but I think it's, again, a valid point. When you think about today's employees, they're going to change careers 5 to 7 times. And if you're doing that, you're going to say, well, I've only got $5,000 or $10,000 in this account. When I move employment, I am going to just turn around and take that money out. That's a definite bad thing. When you leave employment, you should take the money that you have, and instead of taking a lump sum distribution and paying taxes and paying possible penalties, you should roll it into an IRA. You should roll it into your new employer's 401k or other retirement plan that you have at work. So, yeah, some people just don't do those things because they say they're only going to be there for a short period of time.
What are the deciding factors that would help you determine whether you should roll that into an IRA or over to your new employer's plan?
Cost. Another thing is if your employer has already picked a fund lineup for you, It reduces the confusion that you might have versus if I just put it in an IRA, I've got thousands of investment choices, and typically that's going to be overwhelming.
Neil, great information as usual. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
Neil Brown is a certified financial planner with Burkett Financial in West Columbia. And Neil has provided us with a couple of links that will give you more information on this topic. You can find those links at our webpage, etvradio.org/SCBR, where you will also be able to hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.